Dry weather leads to burn bans in Haines and Skagway, and a week-long summer camp that teaches kids to live off the land is coming to Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more up next. There has been little precipitation in the Upper Lynn Canal for several weeks, and in the last few days, temperatures rose in Haines and Skagway. Because of these weather trends, both communities are currently experiencing burn bans. In Skagway, a limited ban announced earlier this week has been upgraded to a total ban amid extreme fire conditions. That means no open burning is allowed. In Haines, a burn ban went into effect on Wednesday. Open burning is prohibited, including but not limited to burn barrels, open pits, or camp-style fires. According to the National Weather Service in Juneau, Haines experienced a high of 84 degrees on July 4th. In Skagway, there was a high of 83 degrees on July 3rd. There have been trace amounts of rainfall for several weeks in both communities. Though temperatures are forecasted to cool down over the next few days, the significant chance of rain isn't until Monday. Until then, there is a lower chance of showers. A week-long summer camp aimed at teaching kids skills for living off the land is coming to Haines at the end of the month. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
For the last 8 years, the Alaska Experience Camp has been held in Juneau. But this summer, it's heading up the Lynn Canal.
The focus of the camp, you know, is around wild harvest and teaching the kids how to safely and sustainably harvest our wild Alaskan bounty.
Darren Snyder is the 4-H youth agent for the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension. They're hosting the camp.
The Rainbow Glacier Camp facility itself is just a gorgeous place to have the type of camp that we offer. And it's got excellent facilities, and we'd love to be right on the water with this camp and access the water, and it's just got a lot of things we're looking for.
Snyder says the camp will include fishing, wild game processing, meat handling, hunting skills, firearm safety, shooting air rifles, and archery.
We have a high emphasis on just fun and adventure. The kids are building their own campfires, they're building survival shelters and learning survival skills, getting on stand-up paddle boards and kayaking around and just having a good, fun summer camp time.
The Alaska Experience Camp for middle and high school age students is set to run from July 23rd through July 28th in Haines. Earlier this summer, kids in the Chilkat Valley had the opportunity to participate in a Tlingit culture and environmental stewardship camp. The Haines Sheldon Museum hosts science camps throughout the summer. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Juneau residents joined others around the nation Saturday to voice their opposition to immigration policies separating migrant children from their parents at the United States southern border. KTOO's Adeline Baxter explains why organizers hope Alaskans won't stop there.
Weathering rain, a rally of close to 400 people denounced family separation and called for the release of detained children and immediate reunification with their families.
The vital work of securing our borders can and must be accomplished without systematically tearing apart families.
The Department of Homeland Security has said more than 2,300 immigrant children have been separated from their families since May under President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Although Trump has since reversed the policy so that families are detained together, thousands of children are still being held indefinitely in detention centers with no contact with their parents. Libby Bacalar led the Families Belong Together rally at the Capitol School Playground Park.
They have done this on our behalf, in our name, in the name of our country, and it is appalling.
Bacalar is a lawyer known for her political and comedic writing online. She says Alaskans need to keep calling and writing representatives like U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who represents a crucial swing vote in Congress on issues like immigration.
We have to continue to think about these issues and stay focused on them because the news cycle moves so quickly. People can get apathetic, and it's not going away, and it's certainly not over for these kids who are in indefinite detention.
The League of Women Voters, Registered Voters, and the Alaska Institute for Justice took names and contact information of anyone looking to get involved. The Institute's deputy director, Carrie Robinson, says the nonprofit provides legal immigration services for up to 900 Alaskans each year. Several people approach the table asking how they could get involved.
Pro bono legal work.
A pro bono? Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have pro bono attorney up in Anchorage.
Robinson says they have an asylum pro bono project to provide legal services to those who can't afford them.
We have a lot of people who want to volunteer in many different capacities. They can go to our website and they can send us an email. They can look at our three programs and see the work that we do in Alaska.
As the adults spoke and organized, dozens of kids played and ran through the crowd, offering a visual reminder of what's at stake. Jessica Ryder brought along her four-year-old daughter, Camilla.
I think it's significant to show a presence of parents and also just to remind us of why this is important.
After the rally, organizers invited attendees to continue putting pressure on politicians to end family separation. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Sea Alaska board member Ross Sobolov died Monday after a battle with cancer. Sobolov was elected to the Sea Alaska Board of Directors as an independent candidate in 2014 and re-elected last year. He was also a former vice president of corporate communications for the Alaska Native Corporation. He was the son of Walter Sobolov Sr. and Genevieve Ross, and was active in the Haida and Tlingit communities throughout his life. Board Chair Joe Nelson remembered Sobolov as a key player in the board's efforts to continuously improve its governance.
He was very thoughtful. He was deliberate. He was articulate. He was humble. He was very respectful, you know, more so than most anybody I've ever worked with. So his leadership is going to be sorely missed in the Sea Alaska family in particular.
Sobolov worked for former Representative Eric Fagey in the Alaska legislature for several years. Fagey remembered his former staffer as a dedicated worker who helped him better understand life in Southeast Alaska.
Yeah, Ross Sobolov was a very good man. He was quiet, certainly, but brought, you know, a fine character to his position with me in the legislature, and was certainly very well liked by all that he came in contact with.
Sobolov graduated from Juneau Douglas High School in 1969. He was also a University of Oregon alumnus. Aside from his work with Sea Alaska and the legislature, Sobolov was a writer, small business owner, and fisherman. He is survived by his wife, Jane Lindsay, his children, and grandchildren. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.